Indian voters head to the polls in the final phase of the country's marathon elections. The voting has started in the Hindu city of Varanasi. Two of the country's most prominent politicians are facing off in a battle for the city's sole parliamentary seat. Bahrain's main opposition bloc Al-Wafaq says illegal detentions and trials are on the rise in the kingdom. The group says nearly 170 anti-regime protesters have received jail terms ranging from 5 years to life. Wafaq says scores of people have been injured, some fatally, by birdshot fired by regime forces. A prominent leader of Syria's foreign-backed opposition says many militants across the country support the idea of cooperating with Israel. Kamal al-Labwani says Israel can be a partner in the fight against the government of Bashar al-Assad. He also recently said Israel was the opposition's last hope against the Syrian government. The spokesman for the Russian president has defended the independence referendums by the people of two regions in eastern Ukraine. Dmitry Peskov says the military aggression by the government in Kiev has given residents of Donetsk and Luhansk no other alternative than a referendum. Elite U.S. mercenaries are reportedly taking part in Ukraine's military operation against pro-Russian activists. German media say 400 American employees of the U.S. private security firm Academy, formerly known as Blackwater, are involved in the crackdown. The mercenaries have been deployed near the town of Slavyansk in Ukraine's Donetsk region. The Syrian city of Homs is moving back to normalcy after a second day without militants. The foreign-backed armed groups were allowed to evacuate after a deal with the Syrian government. Thousands of people continued to march towards the old Homs quarters as the Syrian army carried on combing the streets. South Sudan's government and rebels are blaming each other for breaking a ceasefire just hours after it came into effect. The rebels say government soldiers carried out ground attacks and artillery barrages against their positions. The government, however, says the rebels attacked them first. Heavy rainstorms have killed at least 20 people and forced local authorities to relocate more than 50,000 others in China. The downpour started in Hunan province on Thursday, also affecting the neighboring Guangxi, Zhuang region and Guangdong province. Heavy rains also disrupted traffic, power, and telecommunications.